El Salvador's Bitcoin law at 5 years, just 0.7% of remittances. El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender on September 7, 2021, the first country to do so. 5 years on, crypto accounts for roughly 0.7% of the nation's $5 billion annual remittance market, according to a report circulated by Bitcoin News on July 26, 2026. The headline number is a blunt measure of how little the legal designation shifted the way Salvadorans actually move money home. Remittances matter more in El Salvador than in almost any economy on Earth. They run near a quarter of GDP, and most of that flow comes from workers in the United States sending cash to family. The Bitcoin experiment was pitched, in part, as a way to cut the fees those families pay to remittance operators. The data says the old rails held. The dollar never left the picture. El Salvador has used the US dollar as its official currency since 2001. When Bitcoin was added as legal tender, it sat alongside the dollar rather than replacing it. For families receiving money, the dollar was already the unit they priced groceries, rent, and bus fares in. Converting an incoming payment into Bitcoin, holding it through price swings, then converting back to dollars to spend added steps and risk that a direct dollar transfer did not carry. The government's Chivo wallet, launched with a $30 Bitcoin sign-up bonus, drove a burst of downloads in late 2021. Active use faded once the incentive was spent. A widely cited study by the U.S. National Bureau of Economic Research found that most people who downloaded Chivo stopped using it after claiming the bonus, and that only a small fraction of remittances flowed through it. The 0.7% figure 5 years later is consistent with that early pattern rather than a reversal of it. Volatility works against a payment tool. A remittance is a transfer someone needs to spend within days or weeks, not a long-term investment. Bitcoin's price swings, which reward patient holders, are a liability for a household that has to pay this month's bills. A sender who converts dollars to Bitcoin on Monday, and a recipient who cashes out on Friday, both eat spread and any adverse move in between. This is the same friction that pushes most real-world crypto spending towards stablecoins rather than Bitcoin. Dollar-pegged tokens hold their value between the send and the spend, which is why so many stablecoin payment cards and remittance apps route value through USDC or USDT rather than BTC. El Salvador's law was written around Bitcoin specifically, and Bitcoin is the asset least suited to the day-to-day transfer job the country hoped it would take over. The infrastructure gap at the cash-out point. For a farmer in a rural department, the practical question is where a Bitcoin balance becomes spendable dollars. Chivo's ATM network and a patchwork of merchants accepted crypto, but coverage was thin outside San Salvador, and merchant acceptance never became routine. A remittance operator with a physical agent in a small town, by contrast, has decades of reach. Convenience, not ideology, decides which rail a family uses. That cash-out problem is the same one crypto card issuers spend most of their engineering budget solving. Turning an on-chain balance into something a corner shop will accept is the hard part of consumer crypto, and it is where legal tender status offered no shortcut. Declaring Bitcoin legal did not build the last-mile network that would have made it convenient. The policy reset El Salvador's stance has already softened. Under a $1.4 billion financing arrangement agreed with the International Monetary Fund in December 2024, the government scaled back the mandate. Businesses are no longer required to accept Bitcoin, tax payments in Bitcoin were wound down, and the state's direct involvement in Chivo was set to be reduced. The country still holds Bitcoin in its treasury and continues to add to it, but the retail payments ambition has been quietly retired. President Nayib Bukele's government still promotes El Salvador as a crypto-friendly jurisdiction, courting exchanges and miners. That is a different bet from the original one. Treasury accumulation and business-friendly regulation can coexist with the reality that ordinary families send dollars, not sats.